I believe in the power of love.
I believe that a generation of young people...
I believe it deeply and sincerely.
I believe in the importance of passing this knowledge
I along. Believe that everyone wants to love
All
and
of these
be
add
loved.
Up to my belief in the dignity of the individual.
I believe in people.
This I believe.
On Mondays, we bring you our revival of the 1950s Edward R. Murrow series, This I Believe. Today, our essay comes from Whitney Harris of St. Louis, Missouri. At age 93, Harris is one of the last living prosecutors of the war crimes trials at Nuremberg. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
We have gathered and listened to close to 1,000 essays from Murrow's original series. Their language and delivery are often more formal than ours today, more declarative, even lofty. The language of Whitney Harris recalls that era. His expression may be lyrical, but the premise of his belief is solidly built on an attorney's syllogistic argument. In this case, three points and a conclusion. Here's Whitney Harris with his essay for This I Believe.
I believe that to comprehend our vast universe, with its millions of fiery stars and frightening dark holes, we must answer the basic question, who created the universe? We know that Earth, which was spun off from the sun, is a planet with a beginning. Moreover, we know that Earth, once a fiery ball, has cooled and gained life upon its surface with static, non-thinking plants and mobile, thinking animals. We do not know where the first manifestation of that life, the tiniest amoeba, came from. To ignite the spark of life required the hand of God. Hence, I believe first, that God exists. Until this time, at least, man has evolved far beyond any other animals on Earth in comprehension and intelligence. The carnivores exceed man's strength on land. The amphibians surpass his power at sea. But man has the gift of reason, which enables him to dominate life on Earth and the chance to survive as long as the solar system remains hospitable to him. That chance, alas, is not eternal. And thus, I believe, human life is finite. Within these limits of survivability, man holds his destiny in his own hands. He has yet to prove his worthiness. In the last century, he destroyed more of his own kind in war and in merciless murder than at any other time in history. He has the capability of obliterating himself and all other life upon this planet, and he seems unable to appreciate the consequences of that power. The life that God gave to him may be by him destroyed. And so, I believe human existence is in peril. The challenge to humanity is to establish and maintain the foundations of peace and justice upon the earth. For centuries to come, we must learn to end war and protect life, to seek justice and find mercy, to help others and embrace compassion. Each person must respect every other person and honor the God who made this incredible mystery of human life a reality. I believe the time of man on planet Earth will then be justified. I believe there is God. I believe God is merciful and just, but if man desires to destroy himself, I believe God will not save him.
Former Nuremberg prosecutor Whitney Harris, with his essay for This I Believe. To read and hear all the essays in our series, including many from the 1950s, visit our website, npr.org, where you will also find information about writing and submitting your own. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Next Monday on Morning Edition, an essay by Loudon Wainwright III.
Support for This I Believe comes from Capella University.